Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is In Time. Well, in the future, the only thing that matters is time, and people only age to 25, and then they have to buy more time if they want to live longer. Well, Justin Timberlake is poor until some rich guy gives him all his time, but now he's a huge target.
How old are you?
28.
I'm 105, but the day comes when you've had enough. If you had as much time as I have, what would you do with it?
Sure as hell wouldn't waste it.
You put enough time in the wrong hands, you upset the whole system.
Let's hope so.
His crime wasn't taking time, he was giving it away.
So clearly, to get into this movie, you have to suspend all disbelief and just go along for the ride, which means you have to get over that whole disorientation that everyone looks exactly the same age at 25. Mothers, daughters, wives, cousins, great-grandfathers, and even Justin Timberlake, who we know is actually 30 in real life. And then you have to believe for some reason everyone has digital clocks built into their arms, and somehow time gets deleted or added, and then when it reaches zero, you're a dead man. So I guess you have to make sure you have good batteries in your clock. And then you have to believe that Justin and Amanda Seyfried become a couple and will do anything for each other, even though the relationship started by him kidnapping her. I guess maybe better than speed dating, though. So if you're up for disregarding absolutely everything you know to be real, reasonable, and logical, this movie may be for you. Now into the next movie, which takes place back in time, it's The Rum Diary. And Johnny Depp, he's an alcoholic journalist in the 60s and makes his way to Puerto Rico to work for an almost defunct newspaper. He gets mesmerized by booze, drugs, and girls, so much so he makes it his mission to do all things bad, while trying to do a few good things along the way.
Puerto Rico. I came down here looking for a story. Now all this might sound like some crazed hallucination, but it's all true. I think.
This place is a sea of money, Paul. And there's people like me who know how to get it out.
We'd nail this bastard to his own front door.
This movie's based on a book by Hunter S. Thompson, so you would think if you're gonna make a movie from the book, you would at least make the main character a little tiny bit interesting. Or what's the point of making the movie? Or maybe it's just Johnny Depp who plays the guy as painfully boring as he did, so what's the point of that? In fact, there's no real point to anything in this movie at all. Drinking a lot, drugs, not getting his stories published, all leading up to absolutely nothing. It's kinda like if I woke up one morning and decided the world would be a better place if I painted all the roads bright pink and then did nothing. What's the point? So, paying big bucks on movie tickets, popcorn, and giant red liquor sticks, then subjecting yourself to 2 hours of boredom? What's the point? So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, The Rum Diary is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.